KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Premier Tommy Ntuli's acknowledged the need for climate-resilient building materials to lessen the risk of structural collapses. Heavy rains in the province recently triggered deadly flash floods and destroyed and damaged properties. Ntuli says they've begun talks with building suppliers. He was speaking during the debate on the State of the Province address in Maritzburg yesterday.
We'll be advancing or taking it forward to the manufacturers of the building materials that they must understand the material that is relevant or friendly to the climate change.
He says they're doing all they can to fight corruption.
The proclamation of the SIU in most of the entities and some of the municipalities, in fact, is evidence that our country is fighting corruption. And when you go to the department, the OTP, my office, there is a unit on the forensic. The number of the cases there, they are evidence that we are doing everything as this government to fight corruption.
Meanwhile, the Premier's office says it stepped up efforts to address the scourge of gender-based violence in KZN. Deputy Director Nkosenya Zulu was taking part in discussions in Umhlanga yesterday on tackling GBV. The Commission for Gender Equality brought together men from different parts of society, including traditional leaders, to offer solutions. Zulu says local governments introduced various measures.
We renovated 30 victim-friendly rooms at police stations across the province. We have also entered partnerships with South African breweries, implementing the No Excuse campaign to combat toxic masculinity. United Nations agencies supporting traditional leaders forum, engaging over 2,000 men to raise awareness and provide policy guidance.
Mduduzi Ngube, who's with the House of Traditional Leaders, has acknowledged the significant role men can play in addressing inequality.
From this news report on gender-based violence and femicide, we have noted it's quite clear for everyone to see that we have a long way to go in attaining gender equality in our land.
Emergency teams have recovered the remains of the 10 people killed in this morning's horrific collision in the Free State. Accident recovery teams have been working at the scene of the crash for several hours.
So the final count on scene of fatalities remains at 10. All the passengers in the bus.
Sipho Towa is the provincial EMS spokesperson. A bus and a truck collided on the N6 near Reddersburg. It's understood the bus was travelling from Gauteng to the Eastern Cape. 23 people were injured. The Road Traffic Management Corporation says it sent a team to investigate the cause of the crash. And tennis star Emma Raducanu says she could barely breathe after spotting her stalker in the stands at the Dubai Tennis Championships last month. The 22-year-old hid behind the umpire's chair while the man was removed by security. The former British number one says she's ready to return to court after the ordeal. The man has since been given a restraining order. Raducanu has told Sky Sports News she's comfortable with the increased security she's been given at a tournament in California.
Being here, I feel a lot better. I wasn't necessarily sure if I was going to come and compete so soon after what happened in Dubai, but I'm glad I made the decision to come here, and I'm loving being here. I'm happy on the court.
A recap of our lead story. Premier Tommy Ntuli has acknowledged the need for climate-resilient building materials to lessen the risk of structural collapses. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.